to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. And you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AM, shortwave, talk radio.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller, on this Tuesday, the 8th of August, 2006. The clock is ticking, folks. Time is marching on. It's time for all good patriots to come to the aid of their country. One of the ways you can do it is support Aaron Russo. TV, magazine, newspapers, advertising is expensive. They're not going to give him a break on the advertising just because he's a good guy and he's trying to do the right thing. No, they're not going to do that. Let me give you the address for the donations. Make your checks or money orders payable to All Your Freedoms, Inc., All Your Freedoms, Inc., P.O. Box 1213, 264 South La, and I'm going to spell it, Cienega is Cienega Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90211. And we are back with Aaron Russo, producer of the movie, the director, Freedom to Fascism, America, Freedom to Fascism. We're looking for a release of 100 theaters. That's the target next month, next September.
No, 100 cities.
100 cities, I'm sorry.
Not theaters, 100 cities.
Oh.
And by the way, I made a mistake. It is Beverly Hills.
It is Beverly Hills?
Yes, it is. Mine was my fault. I thought it was Hollywood.
Okay, scratch that, folks. Just put in Beverly Hills, where we just told you Los Angeles. Just
right.
Put in Beverly Hills, California, 90211. Back to the telephones. Sam in Missouri. Thanks for holding, Sam. You're on the air.
Good.
Hi.
Good afternoon. A good program. And
Wait a minute. Whoa, Sam. Are you on a cell phone?
No, I'm on a voice over IP.
Okay. You just quit burping. Okay, we can hear you now.
Okay, good.
All right.
Hopefully it'll stay that way.
All right.
One thing I want to mention... First of all, I have to agree with you on the whole issue of the licensing thing, because having at one time been an amateur radio operator before I started doing what I am doing now, I found that some of the worst violators of what they call the rules and regulations were people that had the highest class license they could get. So people just might want to keep that in mind. The other thing I want to mention, Aaron, that's concerning me to some extent, and God knows, I wish I could get a chance to catch this movie. I live in a little town where it's hard to catch anything because we're so far out away from everything. But first of all, how would a person go about if they wanted to try to get it in an area where it could be shown in their area? Like, for example, in some of the towns that may not be quite so big, but maybe have one theater or something.
Well, then the thing to do would be go to that theater. Tell them you want the movie there, and if they're willing to bring the movie in, then contact us and let us know that.
And Aaron, would it help anything that he can download from the website to take to that theater manager or owner? Is there anything?
I just put out a press release talking about how well the movie did, and it's also on the website.
Okay.
And if the theater owner sees that the movie is doing business, they're going to want to bring it in.
Well, I'll tell you what, Sam, just hang on here a second. I want to make sure that everybody understands what we're asking people to do here. This is an important question, so everybody hang on. We've got to take this break. We'll be right back with my guest today, Aaron Russo. Go to the site, folks, America. It's www.freedomtofascism.com, the movie, America, freedomtofascism.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Sam, in Missouri, as Aaron was saying, and to all you folks out there, pay attention here because these are plans of action we're talking about. A good movie done by a good man. Good, 100% correct information that the rest of America needs to see. And if you go to the website, now where on your website, Aaron, is your press release?
It's right on the front page, right on the home page.
All right.
You'll see some, Take Back America, and you'll see the videos, and underneath that, you'll see the press release that just came out discussing how well the movie did in the theaters the opening week.
Mm-hmm.
And a statement from me, and that press release, if you take that to the theaters and show them how well the movie is doing, that we came in second in box office on a per-screen average, that or send them to the website and let them know, what this movie's about. And if you know other people in your community that want it, have them go in and talk to the manager. Then create the demand so they see that people want to see the movie. And then they'll book it because they want to do the business.
All right.
Yeah.
It's just you see, it's just really true the old American way. Just let them know there's business, and they'll book the movie in.
Very good. One other question I wanted to ask you, and this is one thing, as much as I'm glad to see this information get out, one of the things I'm concerned about and I'm starting to see happen, and I don't know if you've seen this or not, Aaron, but I see a lot of people that are so frustrated with the way things are with the IRS, and God knows I'm as frustrated as anybody else, But I see people falling into this rut of jumping on board this fair tax, and I'm of the adage that if the establishment is for it, I'm against it already. You've got all these people out here in support of this. I mean, out in Atlanta, you got Neil Bortz and all these guys out there supporting it, and you've got the Bush administration with, I think there's a H.R. 25 that's pending on this thing, which would basically take, and it might very well do away with the way the taxation is done. But what's the difference if we still keep funding the same beast through the sales tax and
exactly.
with the sales tax?
I happen to agree with you. I'm not for the fair tax at all, and I think the first thing we have to do to win and stop the fair tax, shut down the Federal Reserve System. And by shutting down the Federal Reserve System, you'll eliminate the IRS, the income tax on your labor. You'll eliminate the fair tax. The whole point here is that the government has the ability to create money. And if the government backs the money with gold, as it used to do, then you have no inflation, you have no debt. The way the Federal Reserve works, they inflate the money supply to such a degree that prices rise, and not only do they destroy the value of the currency, they also put people into debt at the same time. So you're getting the worst of both worlds. You're getting high inflation and huge debt all at once. And the truth of the matter is the government doesn't need to tax you to support the government. And tariffs, excise taxes are enough to support the government, particularly a government that's limited in size. And so you don't need the fair tax. I'm against the fair tax. I don't want to feed the beast. But the thing is, my whole point of view is to shut down the beast. And the beast, to me, is the Federal Reserve System. And if you shut that down and you go on the website and start signing that petition to shut down the Federal Reserve and we get enough people to start working together and stop the polarization, you're not going to have to worry about the fair tax or the income tax or any of these things, because America will become what it was supposed to be again.
Well, I sure thank you so much, Aaron, for what you're doing. John, thanks for having him on again.
And yes,
blessings to you all, and just keep on plugging, and we will too. And I hope we have tons of people go and view this thing
together.
Have you signed on the website as a volunteer or an email recipient or anything?
I'm going to try. Sometimes I'm a blind person, so screen reader issues sometimes are a problem with signing petitions. But certainly my spirit is with you. And anything else I can do locally here, if I can get the rest of the people who don't have the problem to do it, we'll get the rest of them around here to do it.
Well, my friend, you've got more sight and vision than probably 90% of America has. So
that's for sure.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Hey,
thank you so much, Sam.
Thanks, Sam.
You bet. God bless.
Okay, thank
God
you.
God bless you Bye-bye. As well.
Carrie in Louisiana. Hello, Carrie.
How you doing, John?
Good.
Mr. Russo?
Hello, Kerry.
Yes, sir. I saw that your opening weekend with the 10 screens you had, you were, I think, second compared to the number one movie that weekend, which was Miami Vice.
Yes, that's correct.
It was like, what, $6,500, $6,800 per screen for just
something
that?
Like that. Yeah, that was also for the week. We came in, from what I saw, we came in second to Miami Vice. For screen average. But, of course, we were only in 10 screens. They were in 3,000. So it's not 100% fair comparison.
No,
but on the other hand, it tells you we did very, very well.
Yeah, it was. I mean, Miami Vice had like 3,021 screens. You had 10.
Right.
And it was just blown away. And I've talked to people who were in the cities where the movie was shown, and they were just blown away. They said the people there, they had some people who had no idea what they were watching. They were like in tears. They were angry. They were resentful. They were frustrated. They wanted to do something. It woke people up. And I just want to commend you for that. And I was sorry to see you pull the movie, but I understand that you want to get better frames.
Well, better print, better sound. I mean,
better prints.
Yes, exactly. Just the print wasn't of the quality that I normally do. And I, like I say, I was fighting cancer in Germany when all this was being done,
right.
And I wasn't able to supervise it, and I wasn't pleased with it. And I felt the best thing to do is instead of letting these prints be out there, is to pull it and get the new prints together and open up really wide. Because I mean, what I had to find out from the opening week, I already found that anyway. You know, I found out that we do have a big audience for it. I found out where the movie works, where it doesn't work, and I'm now prepared to open it wider and bigger.
Yeah.
And And so now I hope the people of America help me and join in and help fund this thing so we can get it out there.
Well, I tell you what, I've contacted several of the theaters down here in Baton Rouge, and I've been talking to my accountant and other accountants, CPAs, tax lawyers, and of course, and I've sent them links to your, I think, what, 46, 47-minute interview about the film.
The 36-minute interview, yes.
Yeah, okay, and they're like, what? No, this can't possibly be true, especially the tax attorneys, because because their livelihood is based on supporting the IRS code, you know, the misinterpretation of it all. And they're like, I said, when the movie comes here, you're coming.
Yeah.
And we're gonna have a huge crowd that's going to be down here because I'm going to see the movie, and, you know, if it's right, okay. But, anyways, it's a big controversy with a lot of my friends in the accounting and the legal profession who are just... They can't believe it. It's like, that. This can't be true.
It is.
I said, you know, if you watch Cohen's interview, it's not. We can't see it in the interview. I said, but it's on the film where Cohen says the Supreme Court has nothing over the Internal Revenue Service.
Well, what he actually says is the Supreme Court decisions are not applicable to the IRS.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, he'd never say that. He'd never say that. I said,
well,
according to the film, he does.
Well, he did. Here's the thing. I don't even deal with the IRS code. Because from my point of view, all that does is create confusion.
Well, I know, but
my point is really simple. Okay? They passed the 16th Amendment, supposedly. Let's put aside the fact that it was never ratified for a minute.
Exactly.
And let's say it was ratified. And they thought they had the right to impose this new form of taxation, this third form of taxation. Except the Supreme Court, on 8 different occasions, says that did not give you the right to do that. And they stopped doing it. In 1917, it stopped because the Supreme Court said you can't do this. That's it. It ends right there. You don't have to look at the IRS code anymore. You can't do it.
I know.
That's it.
I know, and that's what these attorneys go to. Well, the code this and the code that, and I was like, you need to see the movie. You need to see the movie. I'm coming. I said, bring your wife, bring your friends, bring other tax attorneys from your firm.
We had one young man here, Kerry, that works for the network. He's 17 years old. He does board operations here. He got 10 tickets. There was a gentleman that came into the network and dropped off 100 tickets so people can just come down to the network and take their friends or their family or whatever. He took 10 tickets, and he drug his friends of his age group into that movie to watch it. And that needs to happen, and it will happen. With God's grace and a little bit of cash here, folks, this is going to happen nationwide.
I feel that. I really feel that. That's why it's so important. We open up in 100 cities across the country. I want this movie to play in every hamlet, every town, where all of America can see the movie. That's the point.
Yeah.
And I can feel the difference it's making, you know. We really can. And if this movie gets out there, we can change things. Besides shutting down the federal, we can find people to put into office. We can do everything we want to do. We just got to get the people to stop cooperating with the government,
right,
stop listening to the nonsense, and stand up for our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and stand up for yourself.
And something else, Aaron, that people need to consider, that this is going to make better men of already good men. This is going to give people an opportunity that they've been languishing in their life. They know something's been wrong. They may not know exactly all of what we talk about or what you talk about, Aaron, but it's now time to start remedying the problems that are plaguing us and destroying us. And this is going to allow good men to become even better and to be of real service to their country.
Well, I mean, I tell you this, it made me a better man making this movie. I can tell you that for sure. You know, because I started out to make this movie. It was originally called April 15th, the real April Fool's Day. And it was about the IRS, strictly. And I realized that my problem isn't really the IRS, even though it's a problem. My problem is the police state, what we're turning into,
right,
and how the IRS is just part of that puzzle. And it's the big puzzle that matters. You know, it's the police state. It's the loss of our freedoms that matter. And the IRS and the income tax that we pay today is only a part of that. And that's our real issue.
Hey, Kerry.
Yes, sir.
Your friends down there, this is an opportunity for you to turn them around and come up with useful things to do with their lives now.
Absolutely. And listen, your interview with Peter Hendrickson last Thursday,
yeah,
outstanding. My accountant and I are doing all the research. My accountant's blown away.
All right, thanks,
Headline
Gary.
News. Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The council to get some food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
All right, we are back. A caller had called into the network, Aaron, and asked, if you live in a small town, how does one inform their local movie house to order the film?
Either go to the theater and see the manager or call them on the phone. It's just the way you'd see anybody. It's not very difficult. You know, you just go right to the theater and tell them, you know, about the movie and that, you know, how well it's doing, that you want to bring it there because you want to see it, and get other people in your community to go to the theater and tell that to them. And like I say, you call them on the phone, you go to the theater. It's really a very simple matter. Once the theater sees there's a demand for the movie, they'd love to bring it in. It's not a problem. That's the easy part.
Yeah, you know, these guys are anxious because they know that the DVD market's out there and all the rent-a-joints out there, renting your favorite movies or whatever, that has kind of crimped their attendance at movie theaters, so they're always looking for ways to fill the seats.
Exactly. Well, if they know there's a demand, they'll bring the movie in. It's your job out there as the army of people to go out there and tell the theaters you want to see the movie.
So who would they contact to actually to get the film?
Right now the distributor is a company called Cinema Libre, and they could contact Cinema Libre, or they can contact me.
Okay.
What I could do, maybe what I'll do is I'll put an email address for me on the website, which I don't have at this point, So people can go to the website and get to me through the website.
Okay, and again, folks, pay attention because his website is constantly being updated with new information, freedomtofascism.com.
You know what I'm going to do? I don't have it up there yet, but I'll put a email address, aaron@freedomtofascism.com, so I'll get all that mail.
All right.
I'll tell my webmaster today to put that up there.
And that goes right to the head man. And if you would, folks, just save, you know, you'll get thousands of emails. I know you will, Aaron. So I'm going to ask, you know, don't throw the accolades at him. You know, I'm not saying waste your time because I know people want to express their thanks and their gratitude and all that.
I'll take a little of that. It gives me a little encouragement, believe me.
All right. Well, then you put the email up there. No caveats. You just fire off your emails to Aaron Russo.
Yeah.
All right.
It's nice to get a little encouragement, you know, because it's pretty lonely what I do. And, you know, I've done this thing basically by myself. So,
okay.
You know, so it's nice for people to say, I appreciate it. You know,
by the way, I wanted to ask you, Aaron.
Yeah.
Down here, we've got the Dixie Chicks that live in the Austin area. We got Sandra Bullock. Do you know any of these guys?
No, I don't know either of them, actually. I've never worked with the Dixie Chicks, and I've never made a movie with Sandra. But I really respect what the Dixie Chicks have done.
They made a video that played on David Letterman, and I'll tell you what, it brought tears to my eyes. So these girls have taken the heat, going after Mr. Bush and all of this stuff, and they're hanging tough. I don't know if they listen to the program or they're listening today, but if you guys are in town and you're not on a concert or making a record or something, thanks, guys. And I'll tell you what, you're not going to be lone strangers here in the near future. We're going to have.
I thank them as well. It comes from me as well. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I mean,
you stood up. You took a lot of heat for standing up, and I got to tell you, I respect the hell out of you.
Yeah, I mean, that's what people have to do. I mean, we're all in this boat together, Aaron, and we're either going to survive or we're literally going to be destroyed.
Well, what's the old saying? We're either going to hang together, or for sure we're going to hang separately.
Hang separately. You got it. Richard in Texas, you're up next with Aaron Russo. Hello, Richard. Are you there?
Richard,
oh, there he is.
You got me?
Yeah, I got you.
Hey, thanks for being out there, John, and a special thanks to you, Aaron Russo, for your fine work.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate what you're doing to liberate the consciousness of this country at this really, really important time in our history. And I called because I brought some tickets up to John to pass out, and I also passed some out to my friends and asked my friends to just take anybody to the movie. And she sent me an email that was sent out by a person she took to the movie who had no idea what it was about. And if you don't mind, I'd like to read it to you.
By the way, Aaron, this is the gentleman that purchased 100 tickets, brought them down here to the network, and we distributed them.
Hey, your name is Richard?
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Richard. Bless you for that.
Oh, no problem, man. My great good fortune to be able to do it. So anyway, this is what the gentleman who went to see the movie had no idea what it was about. This is what he said. His name is Moody. And it reads, Moody calls upon you, my friend. I have seen what I believe is the most important film I may ever see. It is your duty as an American and or free-thinking individual to see this film at any cost. I've questioned the state of the nation many times and searched my soul for answers to great injustices and inequities that we are facing today as a nation and a global community. This film, by far, explains why, more than any other source, we are living in such perilous times. I need no further convincing. I am filled with trepidation at the implication this film raises, and I am resolved to do something about it. Those of you who have felt at some point in your lives a lack of purpose may find it after seeing this film. Respectfully, Moody.
Oh, wow. That's very beautiful.
It is.
Very beautiful.
And I'm sure that's been expressed in so many words and so many different ways, but basically meaning the same thing.
Can you imagine if we all get together?
Oh.
If this picture is just seen by the people in this country, can you imagine the changes we can make?
Oh.
I mean, it's enormous.
We've got the people. We got all the people that want to see the change. We just have to have an enabling factor, and this is one of them. Hold on, Richard. Aaron Russo, if you can stay with us, we'll be right back.
John, anything for you, buddy.
All right.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
KU-Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
During the break, I was just talking with my webmaster, Danny Romero, and it's amazing what you can cover in 3 minutes, folks, but you know, we were just talking about. I said, you know, can you feel the love here? Can you feel what's transpiring here? Because we all know we have a problem here, and the one thing that we have been really seriously lacking in this country is hope. And I don't care what gender you are. I don't care what nationality you are. There are things that transgress all of those things, and the one thing that we are in sad need of, and a lot of it, is hope. But after we have that hope, then we have a plan of action, and then we start our process of recapturing this great constitutionally limited republic, ladies and gentlemen. And we can do it. There are enough concerned people right now. We need to grow our numbers out there. And that's one of the things that this movie is going to do. It's going to be a rude awakening for a lot of people, but they are going to be better for it. And then once they get done with what I call that 16-pound sledge syndrome, that somebody just whacked them over the head, didn't quite knock them out, but they're woozy, they're seeing stars, they're angry, they're sad, they're this, they're that. Once you get through all of that emotional gamut and you come out on the other side, no matter where you go, there you are. And then it's time to start motivating people and getting into the not the victim mentality. We've been victims long enough, folks, that we are the vanquishers of the evildoers out there, and that we can take this country back. And we can do it, ladies and gentlemen. I've been telling you this for 14 years that we can do it. Now people are starting to, the good men are starting to come forth and put their efforts and their everything they've got on the line. So,
John.
Yes.
John, something that gives me a great deal of hope is the fact that it really only takes about 3% of the population to create critical mass for change. And I heard it said that during the Revolutionary War, only about 3% of the population of North America, or America, or the New World, whatever you want to call it, participated in the Revolutionary War. And look at the outcome of that.
Yes.
And if you look at the Civil Rights Movement, 10% of the population at the time was black people.
Mm-hmm.
And that population created, was the catalyst for an enormous amount of civil rights legislation.
It did, and unfortunately, and this is why I was down on Louis Farrakhan, because of this Million Man March, the one thing he didn't say was, okay, you black people in this country, you just been double-tapped. They've now made you a 14th Amendment citizen, and you're still enslaved.
Still enslaved. But in moving forward, Aaron's film is going to be instrumental in helping create that critical mass for change. It isn't going to take that many of us, and more people are waking up each day. So I have a great deal of hope that more of us are going to wake up faster than they're going to be able to put us in cages.
And we are at the right place at the right time with this network. We need to expand this network, ladies and gentlemen. Aaron, he's going to be in 100 cities with his film next month. We need to be in at least the top 25 markets with this radio network. We put out the low-power FMs out there. We're going to kick that into high gear. People are going to hear what they have probably never heard in their life through the mainstream mass media bubblegum machine, and that's the unvarnished and untainted truth.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I certainly hope that you get that accomplished, John.
Well,
I don't know what your plan is. We've never discussed.
Well, we can talk about that at a later date. You know, we can share our stories, and I can get a better clue of what you're up to, and you can get a better clue of what I'm up to.
Yeah, well, I know we're on the same wavelength. So
absolutely.
You know,
John, I'm going to sign off, John, and thank you once again, Aaron, for your great work.
No, thank you very much. Just remember one thing: we want to be in 100 cities. You know, we need some help, some financing help to get it done. You know, we did the first part of it. Now let's spread it wide across the country. Just please, anybody that can help us, please help us. You know, because you help. You know, it's helping. It's about the country. It's about saving the country. We all know what's going down. And we can save it. So let's just work on saving it.
You know, thank you, Richard. Appreciate your call very much. Aaron, this was Disneyland. And no reference to Michael Eisner or really Mickey Mouse. But what we've done is through our sweat equity, through our hard work and our labors, that much of that has been hijacked, I should say. And we have been locked out of the amusement park. America used to be a fun place to live.
That's right.
I mean, it was joyful. It was a great place. And
yeah, it was happy.
It was
a happy place. It was a wonderful. I mean, growing up, it was the best, you know. But unfortunately, we didn't know where the road we were heading down.
Well, and now we've been locked out of that amusement park, and we can't even afford the admission anymore.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hey, we got Bill Veith online. Hello, Bill.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Hi, Mr. Russo. How are you?
I'm fine, Bill. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Listen, I've seen the movie twice. I had the pleasure of seeing it in February, the advanced showing here, and I also had the pleasure of meeting and talking to Mr. Russo. And then I went to opening night on July the 28th, and I've got a recommendation for the listening audience out there on how to help Mr. Russo get this box office number up. What I did was about 10 days before the film, on July 28th, I bought pre-purchased 40 tickets, and I handed them out to all of my friends. And so we had a big party there. We all got together and went, and it was a sellout that night. And then the following Thursday, I was going to do the same thing and go back and buy a bunch more tickets and get another group and go again. I was going to watch it a third time. And they told me that the movie had been taken off the air. And being the paranoid conspiracy theorist that I am, I immediately got on the phone and called John and asked him if he had heard. And he you know, told me that not to worry, that it was just, you know, what the real reason was. And
right.
So I was relieved to hear that. But I feel like a good way for the listening audience to donate is to go buy advance tickets. I mean, they can donate, you know, as I've done, they can donate to your website, too. But go buy advance tickets, as many as they can afford, and just pass them out to their friends. And then everybody they give a ticket to, ask them at the next showing for them to go back and watch it again and buy some tickets and pass those out.
That's a great idea.
And just spread it that way, because I think, really, that everybody that sees it, that wouldn't have ordinarily gone to see it, if they go see it, they will want to see it again, and they will want to take friends and family members with them again.
By the way, this is Dr. Veith, Aaron, and this is the guy that has never even seen the movie Titanic, but yet he went to a theater. I think the last time this guy was probably at a theater, I think The Wizard of Oz was on its first run.
You know what? I didn't even see The Wizard of Oz. My wife couldn't believe that.
Oh, by the way, speaking of your lovely wife, your amenity is shot, Bill, because you were on C-SPAN. It aired four times here in the United States, and you were also seen in all of Europe, Middle East, and Western Asia.
Oh, my goodness.
So there goes your amenity.
Uh-oh. I've been outed.
You've been outed, buddy.
I'm a conspiracy theorist.
There you go.
But, I've only been to maybe three films in the last 15 years, other than the two times I went to see Mr. Russo's film, but it is just a fantastic film. I mean, I just can't say enough about it. And I will go, as long as it's in Austin, I'll go every weekend and buy tickets and take another group with me.
Yeah.
That's because
right. You know,
that's one film where I sat riveted on the edge of my seat, just, you know, with bated breath, wanting to hear every word that was spoken.
Yeah.
It's very kind of you to say what you're saying. What we need you to do is to call the theater in Austin where the film played, and let them know that I'm putting it back out in September, and you want it in there, and you want to come see it, and please rebook the movie.
And all of the theaters, by the way, that it played in five different cities, and you folks that went to the various cities in New York and Tampa and Austin and Chicago and Kansas City. Do it again. Wherever you saw the movie at, get back to that theater. Show them. Go up to freedomtofascism.com. Show them the figures on how it did, and it's gaining momentum. And get that movie back in that very same theater. We can all take a part in this, folks. Nobody has to be left out of this process.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Wherever you live in America, just call the theaters, call the press up over there, call TV stations, email TV stations. Just, hey, we want to see Aaron Russo on television. We want to see the movie to the theaters. You know, create such a demand that they can't ignore it. You know, I think that's why they booked me on CNBC this Thursday morning. You know, because the demand, people are hearing about it. People are talking about it. And this is not a big Hollywood movie. You know, I made this movie myself without any help from the studios. And the way it's spreading is because of the people, you know, because they love it. Someone's finally telling the truth. And we got to get it out there. So whatever you can do, email all your lists about, you know, everything, anything you can do. Call the radio stations. Call, just do it, you know. Donate money. I mean, anything. We got to save this country because we're going down the toilet really fast.
Yeah, if you're not cash flush out there, folks, and everybody can spend a little bit of money, but if you're not cash flush, you've got two eyes, two ears, you've got two feet, you can be of service. Go to the website, www.freedomtofascism.com. Take a look at it. There's a ton of information in there. Plug yourself in someplace, folks, and get involved. Bill, is there anything else?
No, that should do it, but just thank you both so much for all your great work. I appreciate
it. Oh, by the way, before I let you go, you're going to make your own little appearance down here tomorrow night in Austin, and your subject matter is going to be?
Just same thing, the fiat currency system, the false monetary system or false credit system of the world, and exposing the Federal Reserve System.
And where is that going to be?
It's going to be, actually, I can't remember the name of the restaurant. It's a little Chinese restaurant at the corner of William Cannon Road and Congress Avenue.
Okay.
And it's going to be a truth seekers meeting, and they're going to show a couple of films, and then I'm going to speak on the money issue.
China Emperor.
That's it, China Emperor.
And that's on the northeast corner of, and what was the intersection again?
It's William Cannon Road or Boulevard and Congress Avenue.
Okay, there it is. I will see you there tomorrow, Bill.
Oh, great. You're going to be there?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll see you there, John.
Okay, Bill. Thank you.
Thank you both so much.
Right.
Thank you, Bill.
By the way, Aaron, this is the this is the thing that really has energized this man when he learned about the funny money system. Then the politics fell aside, and I don't think Bill would mind me telling the listeners he was the one that voted for Bill Clinton. You know, he was a Democrat. He was this. Right. He was that. And then he started to hear about this. He did his own research, and this man is caught on fire. And you know, to the point here, he's volunteering his time to go to speak to people and do a Q&A with people because he knows his subject matter real well. And everybody can do this. You know, it's not just about, you know, Aaron Russo's film, Freedom to Fascism. Folks, use this as a springboard to bring people in. Start to strategize out there. What else can we do next? How can we be in support of those that are doing things? We all need to roll up our sleeves and get real, real busy because the hour is real, real late.
Exactly.
All right. Melissa in Texas. Hello, Melissa. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you fine.
Great. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Melissa.
I didn't get to go see the movie when it was on the theater screen here in Austin, but I'm sure glad it's coming back.
Me too.
Are you still in touch with the Divine Miss M?
I had dinner with her about a week and a half ago.
Did you?
Oh,
yes.
I just love her. I mean, she's probably one of the funniest, wittiest, most amazing people.
Yeah, she's a lovely lady.
Yes.
She doesn't know her politics well enough, but she's a lovely lady, a sweetheart.
That's what I was wondering. Maybe you need to have a home showing in your home theater and make her sit down and pay attention.
Well, we discussed a lot of those issues the night I had dinner with her.
Bless her heart. The thing is that the more people that are already in a position of power,
influence,
and that's what fame does for you, is it gives you a certain amount of respect just right off the bat.
What gives you that? I'm sorry, what does for you?
Fame does.
Oh, fame. Okay, right.
Yes, she's pretty famous, you know.
Yes, very.
And what about, like, I know Katie Sagal used to be one of the backup singers, and I just keep thinking, pull all these people in who know.
Let me explain something to you. The difficulty is all these people who have fame,
mm-hmm,
know that by coming out and speaking out, they're risking their fame, they're risking their,
yes,
their livelihood, and unless they're really committed to it, they're not going to do it. And it's very hard for them to commit, when they're first learning something, to commit to something that's going to kill their nest egg, in a sense. I mean, look what happened to Charlie Sheen, you know? He came out on 9/11 discussing it, and they really came after him pretty strong.
But, you know, the nice thing about that is it wasn't like his father that was involved in politics one side of the aisle.
Right.
He was an actor that felt he was compelled to do this. He came out, made his statements. He's still an actor. You know, he's not classified as being an activist. He's an American that's concerned.
Yeah, I just think that what happened to Charlie, the bad press he got with his wife and all the stuff that came after,
yeah,
him, I think, was a direct result.
Well, and you know
what he did,
and you know what, Aaron, the criticisms and this in your face viciousness that people display,
right,
that will wane. That will go by the wayside. When we start to express ourselves once again and the deep and abiding love for our country and our fellow men, these people are gonna fall by the wayside.
And there's no question about it. As long as we stand together and express our opinion and not be intimidated. What their strategy is to intimidate people, to make people feel hopeless, to make people feel they can't make any changes, they can't do anything. That's their psyops. That's what they're doing. And as long as you feel that way, you're not going to accomplish anything. And so they've been very successful at making people feel like there's nothing they can do about it,
right,
which is totally wrong. And there's everything we can do about it. And so you have to have that sense of optimism, of hope, that we can change things, because we can.
Yes.
If we just work together, I promise you, the government has no power unless we cooperate. That's the bottom line.
That's it. Unless we acquiesce to their,
yeah,
to their grand plans.
Right. Unless we cooperate with them. If we don't cooperate with them, there's nothing they're going to do about it.
Yeah, and cooperation doesn't mean, you know, lining up and taking the government stamp or the chip or whatever. Your acquiescence is the permission slip that they need. Your silence is what they demand. And that will stop. Aaron, there's two times in my life where I felt this strongly about something, actually three times. One was when I discovered Jesus. Two is when I started this network. And three, discussing this issue with you, your movie, and what you've been able to accomplish.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I belong in that category.
Well, you were number three.
Well, thank you very much for that.
You're not number one. Nobody can take that place.
Of course.
Okay. Hey,
God bless you for that.
Melissa, thank you for your call.
One other thing.
Yeah.
I know that it's a cliche almost, but if you refuse to be fearful, if people just stop being fearful and just walk around like you're bulletproof and trust God, pretty soon, even if they fire at you, the bullets are going to ricochet and hit something else.
Look what happened to George Washington, how many bullet holes were in his hat and his cloaks and whatever else. And Melissa,
I lived a year in New York City, and I was told, don't drive through Harlem with your windows down, you dummy, by some very nice black man on the corner in Harlem. And I was told on the subway, you really shouldn't ride the subway alone at 2 in the morning. But I had to because I was working.
Right.
And, you know, so you just sometimes being too silly to know what's going on and trusting God is a good thing.
Well,
and,
Melissa,
I got to tell you, that's what I do.
Yeah.
What you said is what I do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you, one thing that everybody knows and they must understand is fear and intimidation are their tools.
Yeah.
When we walk with no fear, with our heads up, and we've straightened, you know, that a lot of people, Aaron, I've witnessed this over the years, standing up. I said, now, do you hear that funny cracking sound? That's your back straightening up. You haven't stood tall for many years. So it's a great exercise, and it does wonders for you. Hey, thanks, Melissa.
Thank you, Melissa.
Okay.
God bless you, too.
Oh, we got to keep rolling here. We got more calls, and we only got 8 minutes left. Doug in Austin. Hello, Doug.
Yeah, good day, John. Good day, Aaron.
Hi.
Hello, Doug.
Listen, I did something kind of unusual. I went down to see the movie the very first time it showed here in Austin, and I, you know, I had to see to believe that it was everything that it was touted to be. And when I walked out of that theater, it had changed my life. Even though I was a supporter of these kinds of issues, I just didn't, you know, I wasn't sure what I was going to see. And when I did see it, I immediately called John before I even could, you know, get completely to my car. I was on the cell phone because I was looking for resources because I knew that he could put the word out. And what I offered to do is if he could get some of the flyers printed up, that I would immediately go come over and get them, go right back down to the theater and pass them out to everybody I could in the mall. And John very graciously offered to do that. I went back to the mall and started passing them out and unfortunately ran into a little incident with the mall police. They wouldn't let us pass out anything in the theater. So we kind of shifted our tactic and actually went into the theater just prior to the movie starting. And I made a little statement to folks saying that, you know, at first I asked the question, is there anybody here that's seen the movie and he has actually come back to see it again and possibly bring some of the people with him? And there was always a few show of hands. And then I said to those people, well, those people in the audience that have been here before know that they've already bought a ticket back into America. They're not living in the United States anymore under this federal government. They're back into America because they know some things that you're about to find out. The movie you're about to see is going to change your life. It's impossible for you to sit through it and not be changed.
Absolutely.
And if you leave, and I said, if you feel like I do when you finish this movie, please pick up one of these, as many of these leaflets as you want. Get on the phone and call at least 10 of your friends tonight and get them back down to this movie this weekend because it's only in 5 markets. We've got to hit the numbers in 5 markets here. It won't go to 15, and if it doesn't go to 15, it doesn't go across the country. And once you see this movie, I think you'll understand how important that is. And then I also was handing out cards to RBN because I told everybody, you know, you're lucky enough to live in the market where John Stadtmiller lives and started this great network, and you can hear, you know, all about this movie and other issues like it by listening to the network and everything.
Yeah,
and
by the way, Aaron, Bill here he was the right guy at the wrong time. We're still putting our network together, and he's got some very good ideas on how to expand the network and bring more notoriety. We just weren't ready for him quite yet. But Doug, don't go anywhere.
We're going to
be calling on you.
Your team partner.
Okay, sir.
All right, have a good day, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.
Right.
Let's go to Mike in Canada. Hello, Mike.
Hi, John. Hi, Aaron. How are you?
Hi.
Hello. How you doing, Mike?
Very good, thanks. I just want to say I appreciate you both so much for what you're doing. I really do. My question is, Any plans for the Canadian market, specifically Toronto? You know, Toronto is such a, with the Toronto Film Festival and that.
Yeah, Toronto's a great market.
Yeah, you have the guys from Buffalo coming over and surrounding areas, so.
Yeah, no, I want to definitely bring this film to Toronto and into Canada. I've just been focusing on America first and trying to get that done. We've had, like we said, we had the pre-opening, you know, and the test marketing of the five cities, and it went so well. Now we want to go to 100 cities or at least 50 more to start with. And I'm sure Toronto is going to be one of the very first cities that we do outside of America. You know, but I can't give you a specific date yet, but we're definitely going to hit Toronto because America and Canada are so closely aligned today, particularly after what Bush and the head of Canada or Mexico did.
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
And so it's imperative that I get into Canada as well. It's imperative everybody around the world see the movie because then they'll understand what's happening to the world.
Exactly.
Why we're in this situation.
Because they're all under that same funny money system. And Mike, I'll tell you what, when we straighten out America here, we'll send the troops over to liberate Canada.
Okay, I'll be there to greet them.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Appreciate your call. Bill in South Carolina, we're running out of time here. Hello, Bill.
Hey, John, just a quick question that might have been asked already. Is Oliver Stone's new film about the trade towers?
Yes, it is.
Going to be a help or a hindrance to you, Aaron?
To me?
Yeah.
I don't think it's either one. I don't think it's a hindrance or a help. I think it is what it is, and it has nothing to do with my film at all. And I haven't seen it, so I can't make a comment on whether it's good or not. But from what I understand of the film, it's a character looking at a couple of firemen who were very heroic that day.
Yeah.
And I've not seen the movie, so I don't have a comment. But I don't think it's going to have any effect on my movie.
And I don't see anything really. I don't see anything wrong with bringing some thought and feeling and putting this on film for the real heroes of 9/11, the people that were risking their lives to save other human beings.
Oh, definitely, John. But you know, there was quite a stir when he did that JFK film a number of years ago. So,
but you know, the funny thing about that, I thought about that earlier. JFK, look how many years it took people to catch on to that conspiracy. On the 9/11 conspiracy, it took less than 5 years.
Yeah, that's very true.
That's because we have the Internet.
There you go.
Well, John, I'll let you go so you can catch another call. Aaron, take care. God bless.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Okay. Hey, we got about 1 minute left here, Aaron.
Let's take one more call.
Okay. Quickly, let's go to Carol in Idaho. Hello, Carol.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, John, Aaron. God bless you both. I just wanted to say there's another tool that a 17-year-old in Maryland has made available. It came across our email. And if folks will go to http://americapromodvd.com, this young man has put together a beautiful little DVD, about 30 minutes, including the 17-minute promo for Aaron's movie, plus his CMN interview.
Okay,
so,
and one more time on the website.
Yeah, americapromodvd.com.
All right. Hey, we're out of time. Thank you, Carol.
Thank you, Carol. Listen, John, I got to tell you something, John. You're really a guy I respect tremendously. And anytime you want me to do the show, I'm there for you.
Well, and anything that I could ever do for you, sir.
Well,
next
time when we open up in Austin, I'd like you to do the opening for us.
Well, that's not a problem. I'll be happy to do it.
You know, and God bless you, man. And anything I can do to help you. And you said earlier you wanted to talk to me about something and thought there was a mistake. So I'd love to hear what that was.
Okay, yeah. We'll get in touch with each other in the next couple of days.
It's got to be like right away, because if I'm going to fix something, it's got to be now.
All right. Aaron,
if you have an idea, let me know.
You rest up, my friend.
Thank you, buddy.
All righty.
God bless.
We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right, folks. We'll see you tomorrow. Another edition. Join me with my guest tomorrow, David Bay, America's Beginnings.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to
to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.